This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. There have been a number of claims about using coffee grounds in the garden. Do they really work? Well, as with most home remedies, they're still being studied. Claims of disease control to enhanced growth and more generally mean that success varies. However, there are some reasons to give it a try. For one thing, adding coffee grounds to your compost pile is not a bad idea. The grounds add some nitrogen. They're considered a green material, so you don't want to add too much. In fact, keep it less than 20%. And just to be on the safe side, don't include the white filters. They're bleached. You can add a layer of coffee grounds around your plants. As they break down, again, they're slowly adding a little nitrogen. And here's a cool thing. A thin layer of coffee grounds not only improves the soil, the abrasive sharp edges and coffee's natural acidity combine to make a good slug barrier. The Spruce says that, in fact, research suggests that caffeine is toxic to slugs, making it a double whammy. Keep the layer at no more than an inch thick. Otherwise, those grounds will compact and form a crust that won't allow air or water through. They also suggest adding coffee grounds to your worm bin. I have a link to their website from mine. I generally add my coffee grounds to my compost. I also use bamboo filters, which are not treated, so can be tossed in right with my other kitchen scraps. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know? Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.